Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Deirdre de Jong, she's an optometrist, director and owner at de Jong Optometry. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
So it's an interesting thing that, and not something we speak about that often. Tell us how this works. Why are so many young, so many babies born, let's say, with blue eyes, but then that changes over the course of months? How does that work?
Well, when you're a baby, you're actually born with eyes that's not fully developed yet. And just as, you know, the body develops as we grow up, things change in general. So if you look at eye color in particular, it's a very interesting topic.
Yes.
And it's not something, as you say, that we often think about. But when a baby is born, the pigmented layer that's actually laid down on the back of the color of the eye is not fully developed. And that is obviously linked to genetics. And so as the baby grows up, the pigment is changed in the eye, so it influences the eye color.
Right. And for how long can that change?
Well, the eye develops until the age of about 10 to 12 years. And so the eye color does change over time and, you know, even over years and not just months.
Right, right. And if somebody has, if parents obviously have blue eyes, then that's not going to change because the kid effectively has to have blue eyes. There's no doubt. There's no choice that kid has.
No, once the eye color is absolutely part of genetics, and we have dominant and recessive genes that actually determine that.
Right.
And it's quite interesting, you know, when you have blue eyes, that is the recessive gene, meaning that is the weaker gene. And so when you have one of the parents having blue eyes and the other parents having darker eyes, the darker eye is the dominant gene. And so the darker gene will actually override, in a way, the recessive gene. And so the dominant gene has a much stronger chance of then fully developing into a darker color.
Right. And that is why parents with brown eyes, if they're carrying recessive genes, could have a kid with blue eyes.
Yes. And so if the recessive genes in the one parent,
right,
combines with the recessive gene of the other parents, then indeed that kid of dark-eyed parents can have light-colored eyes.
Are people with light-colored eyes more prone to things like headaches, migraines, or visual disturbances?
Well, part of the role of the genes of pigment in the eyes is to absorb light and light scatter. So often we find that people with light-colored eyes not only have light-colored irises, meaning the outside of the eye, but also the inside of the retina where we have our pigment epithelium is actually less dense in pigment. And so when the light enters the eye, the light is scattered inside the eye, and that creates some real discomfort for those patients.
Right.
If they do need additional protection.
Right. So does that mean that if somebody has light eyes, they should be wearing sunglasses?
Every single person needs to wear sunglasses. If you look at the effect of sun on the skin, something
right,
that we are all, you know, very informed about, the exact same kind of damage and long-term changes can happen in the eye. And one of the most dominant situations and disease that we all face is developing cataracts over time. And a cataract is just the Latin term for a cloudy lens.
Mm.
But the fact of the matter is, as the lens goes hazy over time, it affects the quality of your vision. And we are very lucky with the technology and surgical procedures where we can actually, on a later stage, replace that lens with an artificial lens during a cataract operation. But the fact of the matter remains that if we keep on protecting our eyes against ultraviolet radiation, we can have a big influence on the outcomes that we have later in life. you know, there are other parts of the eye that's also damaged by ultraviolet, like the retina. And the little cells at the back that actually receive the light and can change light into electrical energy for the brain to be able to see with it, those cells actually calcify and die off over time in their functionality, and that is something that we refer to as macular degeneration, of which there are various types. But the fact of the matter is that we all need to protect our eyes.
And from what age? From what age should?
From young. From very young.
So when our kids go to school, they should be wearing sunglasses.
The moment you can get your little kid to keep those sunglasses on their faces, that is the time that you can start with it.